bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org.
The views and opinions of the hosts or guests of the following program may or may not be those of the staff or management of CTK World Radio.
Welcome, Radio Land, to the HG Special, where the Holy Ghost is the administrator and primary director. We are honored to be a partner of Christ the King Radio, where they are committed to bringing light where darkness dwells. So set your favorites to listen to Christ the King Radio 24/7 and be blessed by God's ambassadors and wholesome music. Christ the King's website is worldmediaministries.org. That's worldmediaministries, all one word, .org. And our radio station is ctkradio.org. If you want to listen by phone, download the free app TuneIn. We are in for a great time today because it's real talk with real people serving a real God. What? Hey.
Amen.
We have back with us the awesome evangelist Arthurine Cook from Here's Life Christian Center Church and Ministry. She is a teacher and a pastor's wife. She has a book in circulation called, it's a series of In the Beginning. And the book that's already out is called In the Beginning Bible Teaching. She has a book, another book that will be released at the beginning of this year. From the series In the Beginning, and this one is The Soul Restored to See God. That's going to be awesome. If you ever want to chit-chat with her, you got questions, you want her to come minister, because she can flat-foot preach. She one of those in your face. What? You can contact her at hllcm2013@yahoo.com. Give it up.
Amen.
Welcome, my friend.
Good to be back again.
Thank you. And we have another awesome person in the studio with us today, Prophetess Beverly Hawkins.
Yes.
Her ministry is called Real Time. That I want to hear about that.
Amen.
She is a member of Now Faith Christian Center. And she wants you to know that she has a passion for the power and presence of God, and she is in pursuit of His will continually. And she wants other people's wills of God to be fulfilled in their lives. If you ever want her to come and minister, you can contact her at bcharis7@hotmail.com. Give it up for Beverly Hawkins.
Woo!
See, I'm a one-man cheerleader.
I know. I hear you.
I'm excited.
Yeah,
so, ladies, how y'all doing today?
Doing real good.
Great.
Yeah.
Are you a little nervous?
No.
Okay, you just chilling?
Just being me.
All right, right on.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
I like when people are themselves. How you doing, Clarence?
I'm good, girl.
Ah, that's good. Well, let's open up with a word of prayer. Is that all right?
That's good.
And actually, I want you to pray.
Prophetess. Amen.
Would that be all right?
All right.
Amen.
Thank you.
Father, this morning we bless you. We praise you and we give you all the glory.
Yes, God.
We thank you, God, for this door and this platform.
Yes.
God, to reveal your Son and to preach the gospel, to encourage, to speak life,
to
proclaim the good news. And Lord, we thank you for those that are listening, that you have a word just for them.
Yes.
We thank you for all those that are a part of this ministry and who have a vision for the people to get the gospel out. And now we thank you for your presence here, your glory here.
Yes.
We release the word of God and the power of God.
Hallelujah.
We seek the face of God in this hour in the name of Jesus, and we give you praise. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. It is a great Friday. I've heard a lot of people already this morning saying, Halloween and Halloween and Halloween, and I wish I didn't have to do this and Halloween that and Halloween this. And it's still the day that the Lord has made.
And we shall
rejoice.
And be glad in it.
In it. Amen. All day, 24/7.
Amen. Amen.
Halloween is just a day somebody put on it.
Come on.
Wanted to celebrate it however they wanted to celebrate it.
Mm-hmm.
But beyond that, it is still the day that the Lord
Amen.
Has made.
Amen.
It is His day. It's
yes.
not the, and I hope the saints are not going around continuously saying, oh, this is the devil's day, because it's not.
No, come on now. Not. He made no day.
He didn't make not nary
on
one, as my
Amen.
Daddy would say.
Amen. Not one.
Nary mm-hmm. one.
Amen.
He don't own Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, or Saturday.
Amen.
So it is the day that the Lord hath made.
Amen. Yes.
And we still have more power.
Yes.
Amen.
Than the devil on any day. Do you know on your worst day?
Come on.
You got more power than the devil?
Yes. Come on now.
On your weakest day,
yes.
we got more power.
Amen.
Because the power that Jesus said he has, he had given unto us.
Absolutely.
Uh-huh. And we walk in it. Every day. Single day.
You know what? And this is is something my husband is talking about, just where you're at. He said, when God made man, he said he gave man dominion over the earth. It was no coincidence that when he kicked the devil out of heaven, he sent him to earth where man has dominion over the earth.
I just
thought I would just say that to let you know what he doesn't have. God even tricked him up then.
Come on now. And we walk in power.
Amen.
We walk in power. And you know, since you went there.
Okay, I went there.
You know, when God said, you know, Adam, and I'm just going to paraphrase.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, I'm about to bring all these animals to you.
Come on.
And you tell me what you see.
Yes.
And whatever you say they are,
mm-hmm.
that's what they're going to be.
Amen.
And we have to be careful with what we say a thing is even now.
That's right.
Because it'll become the thing that we say it is.
Absolutely.
Even in the season I'm in now, I have mm-hmm. to be careful what I say about myself.
Amen.
When I'm feeling low.
Amen.
Because yeah. I've started becoming that thing that
Absolutely.
I'm speaking.
Amen.
Because the same dominion that he gave then.
Come on now.
Is still alive today.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
It hasn't stopped. It mm-hmm. hasn't ceased.
Mm-hmm.
He hasn't changed his mind about it. But now we're on a course to take back
that's
what
right.
we've surrendered.
Amen.
So, what y'all got to say?
You know, that's so rich what you just said, because every name that Adam gave to the animal gave them their purpose.
Come on.
And when we speak things, not realizing, we're giving purpose to that thing that we're speaking, however we call it out. Mm-hmm. And when you give something purpose, then it interacts in your life according to that purpose. And sometimes we want to blame the devil. It's what we have called something and given it purpose in order to allow that thing to work in our life. Amen. You can't
Amen.
Blame everything on the devil.
That's
because
right.
death is in the power of the tongue.
Mm-hmm.
And that which we call something, we have just now given that thing purpose to work in our lives.
That's right. That's right.
Amen.
Death and life
Amen.
Are in the power of the tongue. And it also has to do with what we've been taught.
Yes.
What we've heard over and over again. Those seeds have been planted in our spirits and in our hearts.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to uproot some things that have been planted.
Amen.
And you can do that by getting in the Word.
Amen.
And spending time with the Lord. Because what we've tried to do is just make a blanket vision for everybody
mm-hmm.
to fall
mm.
into. And you have an individual vision.
Yes.
An individual calling. And it takes some time, because like I said, we've been taught
yes.
so many erroneous things, if I can say that.
Mm-hmm.
Please do.
Yeah. And so we have had these mindsets from what we've been taught, and they've caused strongholds.
Yes.
And we've spoken them. And like you said, now we've got to take all that back and start over with the vision that God has given us.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right. Sometimes our lives are like an onion. an onion has many layers. Mm-hmm. And you have to even peel off that first layer to actually get to the part of the onion. And there are some things that I remember when I became pregnant with my daughter. I began to purpose some things that I was going to do as a mother. Now, I didn't grow up in a yelling house. And yet, there were times if, you know, we were the remote control, right? Mm-hmm. So yes. If they wanted the channel turned and you in the kitchen, they in the living room, I might hear, Kathleen, come in here and turn this thing. Really? Because
that used to make me so bad. Mm-hmm. Come in from outside.
Right. And turn the TV. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, because you like 3 feet from it, but all right then. So that's usually the extent of the yelling. But I had purposed that was not going to be the type of parent that I was. Mm-hmm. So even in calling her name, I would come closer to her where she could hear me call her, because I had purposed I was going to use yelling for emergency situations. Mm-hmm. To this day, and she's 14, if I yell, it paralyzes her because she's not accustomed.
Yes.
And it's not a dulling of her senses. And she will always look at me like, you all right? Because you yelling. There is a need for this type of elevation in my voice. So to the point, because of that, when she was about 2 or 3 years old, she had looked, but she had darted out. And there was a car coming that didn't see her. When I screamed her name, she stopped. The car was able to go around. But had she been accustomed to the yelling, yeah, wouldn't have been nothing. Oh, that's mama yelling again. That's mama doing what she do all the time. And we have to be aware of the power and the authority that we walk in and how we carry ourselves. If there is something that you are accustomed to doing that is not of God, that is dulling the senses of the people around you, because we fruit, whether we want people, or we're a tree that has fruit, and whether we want people to pick it or not, they come in to get the fruit. Does the fruit have a worm in it? Has it been bitten and thrown back?
Amen.
Seriously, so even on your worst day, people still need to be able to come and pick your fruit and be like, ooh, this fruit tastes good.
Yes.
You might be low to the ground, but your fruit is still good. So we have to be aware of how we do and say things, because people are watching us, whether we want to be watched. We are role models, whether we want to be role models. We are examples, whether we want to be examples or not. It is what it is, and we got to roll with it. We're going to be back in a minute. We're getting ready to take a break. You are listening to CTKRadio.org with Prophetess Beverly Hawkins and Evangelist Arthurine Cook.
Depot supports Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org. If you're in the Denver metro area and you need internet, get it now for $1 a day. No bundles, no hassles, and only a 12-month contract. For more information, call World TV Depot at 720-275-1355. Again, that is 720-275-1355. 1355.
A Day Ajala Ministries, changing the world one life at a time. To learn more, visit the website at www.adayajala.com. Bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org.
Jump right on in. Go ahead and say what you were saying.
Amen. Well, while we were off the air, because what you were talking about, that was such a great analogy of how we have to be careful the things we do and the things that we say. And we do that when it comes to God's word. We misuse and misrepresent his anointing. We use it however we feel that we need to use it for us. And it was appointed to use for the glory of God. Amen.
Yes.
It was appointed to be used to preach the good gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ. Amen. But when we want to make a point within our own lives, we become very selfish in how we use God's, and how we use, even come into his presence and use his anointing for something that was never intended to be used for.
That's
and then
right.
we wonder why, people are leaving the church.
Come on now.
We wonder why people are not being fulfilled when they hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's because of how we use the things of God.
Wow.
Amen.
How we misuse the things.
Absolutely.
Of God. Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
It's a power, a power thing. It starts with leadership.
Absolutely.
You know, I say it. Real time.
See, remember, it's real talk and real people.
Yeah, and real ministry is where we're going, because God shared with me some time ago, he's really tired of the familiar, and really the true believers are tired of the familiar.
Yeah, come on.
Yes.
And the familiar comes from, as you said, walking in your own desires, walking in your own thoughts. And that comes from being in leadership, but not seeking the face of God for direction or seeking the Holy Ghost because you feel like, well, I'm so-and-so.
Come on now.
And God has given me, I've heard people say, God has given me the authority to do what I want to do.
Say that.
Wow.
And the leader is the first person that should humble himself and seek God or herself.
Right. That's right.
Amen.
And then the people that are walking under their authority will know how to do the same, and we'll all be in the will of God and on the same page.
Amen.
You know, I'm thinking about Hophni and Phinehas. Is that right?
Hophni? Yes.
Eli's boys. How they misrepresented the things of God. And I'm telling you, I don't understand how people cannot take the Old Testament with them. You can't have one without the other. One fulfills the other,
and
the other one reflects back on the
other one. You better say that.
So,
you better say that.
When the priests, they were given specific instructions on what to do.
Yes.
Do you honestly think that we gonna get to keep misrepresenting and God not say, I done told you, and I done told. We are even abusing grace.
Come on now.
Oh, well, we living under grace. Your grace-filled tail will still die.
Absolutely.
And go to hell.
Amen.
So if we don't start going back to the cleansing of ourselves, God, is it all right if I come into the temple?
Say that.
Because we can't, you just can't do God any kind of way. And think you gonna get every single blessing that you want. Yes, you can be honest with God, but you can't disrespect him in your honesty. He can be your homie, but he's not your homie.
Amen.
Right.
We're not gonna sit down and have a beer and smoke a blunt on purpose.
Come on.
And I'm gonna cuss up one side and down the other and be like, all right, God bless me. Really? What other time have we had together? Do I get to make you in the furnace? Why you keep getting out of the furnace? Even the anointing was always to destroy yokes, not break them.
Come on now.
If something is broken, you can super glue it back together.
You better believe
it. You can super glue it back together and buy a fresh thing of paint and paint over it and cover up all the cracks. But when the anointing destroys, you cannot rebuild again.
Amen.
You better ask Jericho. You won't rebuild it again because I have destroyed this thing and I have taken it out. And we think the anointing is for us and for us only. And I use it when I feel like using it. And you can tap into me because God and I, we got the coin on this thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Come on,
and
come
not
on.
One person has the whole picture.
Come
not
on now. One
person
amen.
Does not have the whole picture.
Say that now.
Go ahead.
You
go
know
ahead.
What? Nobody was lifted but Jesus Christ. Amen.
Yes.
But even to go back to when a prophetess was talking about how we want the control, how we use God's purpose or God's anointing for our use, I said, God, show me the beginning of this thing. Amen. Where did this thing really pop up and where it started? But everything, you got to go back to the beginning. Amen. Mm-hmm. Genesis. And when you were saying you can't throw away the Old Testament, because mm-hmm. the Old Testament laid the foundation, amen, for everything that God's going to come and fulfill, Jesus is going to come and fulfill.
Right.
But go back to Genesis chapter, and I believe it's chapter 3, it's talking about when man failed, this control thing. See, when the devil was kicked out of heaven, amen, he has not taken his agenda and still not going to try to use what he tried to do when he tried to overthrow God. That's still his agenda.
Yeah.
Kill,
yeah.
steal, and destroy.
Come
control.
Yes.
So when we look at Genesis, we look at when the serpent came to Adam and Eve, and he began to give them this promise that he could not fulfill. But one thing he did tell them, he said this. He said, surely you shall not die. He said, in the day that you eat, he said, your eyes will be open and you'll be as gods. Watch that, gods. He has an S on the end of it. Amen. Mm-hmm. He said, in other words, what he was saying to them, what I was saying to him, he said, you know what, Eve, you'll be a god, and Adam, you'll be a god. Now we got two gods coming at each other, fighting for control. Amen. Mm-hmm. And it's the same agenda. See, whatever you partake of, whatever you eat of, you're going to become that thing. And the very thing they ate of was the temptation from the enemy. So they became the everything enemy was, and the enemy was all about control.
Go ahead.
And so now they use God's anointing for control and not according to purpose. Amen.
We're going to pass the plate on that one.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
And that's why deliverance is so important.
I mean, that covers a lot of ground.
Yes.
I mean, you can look at a service and tell whether the person is in control.
You better talk.
Or the Holy Ghost is in control.
You better talk.
And again, we use our authority or we use our position to even try to control the service.
Mm.
Hallelujah.
You know, but we're coming into a day when if we allow the Holy Ghost,
come on,
he is going to be in control of the service.
Yes.
And we're going to see things that we haven't seen.
That's right.
You know, we want to see the glory of God. We want his power. We say we do.
Yeah.
But we're not seeking him to see how that works,
mm-hmm.
what that looks like.
Come on,
because, again, we're doing what's familiar. We're doing
God.
What we know. Well, I've been doing this for this long.
Mm-hmm.
I know this works.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're getting the same familiar spirit that mm-hmm. you've been operating mm-hmm. in. And when you stop that and allow the Holy Ghost to flow, when you humble yourself and get out of the way,
come on now.
God is going to come in so powerfully. That's why it happens in other countries, third world countries.
Right.
They don't have an agenda.
No, they don't.
They're not trying to prove themselves. They're not trying to see who can preach the best.
That's right.
They just want the power and presence of God. And when we find ourselves in the place where we need him like that, see, we don't need him like that.
Come on now.
That's what we think.
We don't need him.
Because we know how to do church.
Amen. That's that God complex.
Come on now.
Another God don't need another God.
Wow.
That's that God complex.
You know, I used to be an addict.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember going to one of those sessions. Have absolutely nothing against NAAA and none of them A's.
Mm-hmm.
I don't, because mm-hmm. it works for a lot of people.
Uh-huh.
But I remember sitting there telling the lady, because she told me for the rest of my life I would have to come.
Mm.
I said, ma'am, I beg to differ, and I mean you no disrespect, with my Christian backslidden self. I said, if God don't do this, I'll never be free.
Right.
I have no intentions of getting up every day saying, hi, my name is Kathleen Sargent and I'm an addict.
Mm-hmm.
Because I keep putting it on myself.
Right.
I'm not doing it. That unroll with me.
Come on.
Now, it might work for this one, but mm-hmm. it's not going to work for me.
Mm-hmm.
So he's going to have to take it up by the root. Now, I do have a new addiction, though. Because
mm-hmm.
I am addicted to the presence of God.
Amen.
And there is a time, I have experienced this. And see, the thing that they say why an addiction occurs
mm-hmm.
is when you get that first initial high, if it worked for you, you spend the rest of that season, whatever your season is, to get that first high.
Uh-huh.
That's what makes you an addict, because you're looking for that same rush.
Uh-huh.
But it's no longer a virgin rush. It's been tainted.
Uh-huh.
But the thing about, I'm going to let you go. The thing about the Holy Ghost.
Don't you start.
And the presence of God.
Speak. Yes.
He's fresh every time. He is fresh every. You don't have to keep trying to chase the first high. He'll give you a first high every time if you seek him. And I know for a fact, when they had back in the day when the Ark of God traveled, mm-hmm. and it represented his presence, and mm-hmm. where a lot of things took place, mm-hmm. and there was a time when his presence was so thick, mm-hmm. the priest couldn't even stand to minister.
Right. Uh-huh.
I've experienced that in some events that God has given me, where the minister would try to minister, and I would holler out, if you don't obey God, I'll sit you down.
And you will.
Because I'm telling you, it's too many people that are coming in and leaving the same. I don't need a microwave feel. I can do that on my own. I don't need a quick ta-ta-ta and be off with you.
Come on.
I need you to make a change in my life. I need to be stirred in my inner man,
yes.
to live even a better life. It blew me away when my mother, who's 82, bless her heart, said there are still things of God that she's learning.
Amen.
There are still, whenever you can stop saying that, there's a problem.
That's a problem.
You have never got too old to learn about God. I'm going to let you loose. We got to go to another commercial break. But God is good and he is stirring. You are listening to CTK Radio.
Hey!
Come on, don't let it go.
Woo.
Don't let it go. Glory. Come on, don't quit it.
I'm just praising God. I just feel his presence.
Amen. Amen.
His glory. Hey, glory. Hallelujah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Bless him.
Yeah.
You can't talk about God and his power and his presence and he not show up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Woo, glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Come on, let's just bless him.
Hallelujah, God.
Glory.
Thank you, Lord, for your presence, God. Yes, God. Thank you. Ha, Yododo Santa.
Bless your name. Bless your name.
Thank you, Lord.
Bless your name.
Thank you for your presence, God.
Yes, God.
Thank you for your glory, God. Thank you for the good news of the gospel, God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for your healing power, God. Thank you for setting your captives free, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Lord. Oh, God. Glory. Thank you for your word, God.
Glory.
Thank you for your word, God.
Yes, God. Yeah.
Thank you, Lord. Sata. Thank you for your word, God.
Mm.
Yeah.
Thank you for your word, God.
You are wonderful, God.
Thank you for your truth.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God. Hallelujah. Your truth will make us free, God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Bless your name.
Thank
God.
You, Lord.
Bless your name, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Bless
thank
your
you.
Name,
thank
God.
You, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. God, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thou worthy, God.
Yes, God.
Oh, thou art worthy, God. Thank you. Thank you.
You're listening to the Holy Ghost Experience, and we'll be right back.
Christ the King World Radio is a 501c3 nonprofit internet Christian radio station. And at this time, we need your financial support. To help us continue to bring the light unto a dark world, please visit one of the donate links conveniently located on our websites, www.worldmediaministries.org or ctkradio.org. And thank you for listening to and supporting Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org.
World TV Depot supports Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org. Beat the high costs of other international money transfer services in the Denver metro area. Call World TV Depot at 720-275-1355. Again, that is 720-275-1355.
bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org.
The views and opinions of the hosts or guests of the following program may or may not be those of the staff or management of CTK World Radio.
Gone through it all. It was worth having felt every emotion that I felt. Give God glory right where you are. Lift up your head, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your head, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. You ought to bless him today. If you breathing, you got purpose.
Amen.
If you breathing, you can do it again. If you breathing, there's still another opportunity to live for God. If you mad at him, go ahead and tell him so he can make it right with you, and you can make it right with him so he can work with you. Quit being lukewarm. Be hot, be cold, but don't get stuck in the middle. Let him know how you feeling so he can work with that thing. Hallelujah. God loves you. My God. I speak strength to your mortal bodies this day. And anytime you hear this broadcast, be strengthened in your mortal body. The glory of the Lord arise among you. The angels be dispatched on your behalf to minister unto you, to fortify you, to encamp around you in the name of Jesus. God has not forgot. If he made a promise, it's coming to pass. He is the yea and amen God. He is the yea and amen God. Don't give up on God. Hallelujah. He has not forsaken you. I'm talking to even to my own self. Even when you don't hear from God, doesn't mean he ain't talking. He's still building a perseverance. He's still right there. He even said, I'm closer to those that are of a broken heart and a contrite spirit. He is not going to despise you. So give him glory right where you are. Muster up a prayer. Praise. Hallelujah. So you can confound the enemy. So you can get that ambushment going. So he can get knocked upside his head and have a TKO and two black eyes. I'm telling you, praise will do that thing for you in Jesus' name. Oh, God. Hey, yeah. Who shut that almost side? Hallelujah. We honor you, God. We honor you, God. We honor you, God. Ooh, my. We honor you, God. Ladies, does the Lord have something for you or from you?
Let me just say this. As you were talking, amen, before the Lord just allowed us to go into such great worship, you were talking about, you know, the that one thing about when you've tasted something, amen, mm-hmm. you're trying to get that first and that high that you had originally. God began to share with me of what happened in the garden. I mean, everything is always in the beginning with me. You know, one thing about Adam and Eve, when they were tempted, they first of all, the enemy knew how to tempt. Amen.
Come on.
He tempted in the flesh because Eve represented the flesh of Adam. Amen. Mm-hmm. And he knows that if you're going to tempt a woman, she's aroused by what she hears. Amen. Mm-hmm. So he knew the avenue that he needed to take. Amen. So he aroused the flesh to be able to be tempted to do what he needed them to do at that time.
All right.
But I even asked God, I said, Lord, tell me something about the flesh that I don't understand. Well, I wrote this down. I'm going to read this, but I'm going to just talk about it a little bit different. Our nature became corrupted based on an outside stimuli.
Mm.
that provided us with a stimulant that stimulated our senses and that caused us to want to sin even if we didn't want to. The outside stimuli was the serpent. Amen. And he promised them a stimulant that would make them feel good in their flesh. And the minute they tasted it, now the flesh has a taste of that thing, and all the flesh wants now is to have that same stimulant again. But there's something about a stimulant, it's short-lived. Amen. That's why you're always going for it and you're always seeking for it.
Come on,
because
now.
It's just a short high. Amen. It's no different than a dope addict. When he tastes it, he or she tastes dope, it's a short-lived thing, so you're constantly looking for it, and that's how the flesh reacts to us.
Yeah.
It's just a short stimuli. I've tasted this thing, and now I have a craving for it, and now I have an impulse for it, and I'm not going to be satisfied until I get it. But see, but once you get it, it's just short-lived. Now you're looking for it again.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
And what that does, it encompasses all of our senses. Amen. Just not the sense of touch. Amen. Just not the sense of hearing, but it encompasses all of our senses, and we can't stop until we get that thing.
That's right. My God.
So be careful what you taste, because whatever you taste, the flesh now has a taste for it.
That's some good word right there.
Yeah. Amen.
You know, it takes a process. Just like it takes a process to get your flesh accustomed to taste and things that's why the Bible said taste not, touch not.
Come on now.
And to separate yourself from those things that are unclean.
Say
make
that.
A difference. So just as we can get accustomed to the unclean and the things that we're going after that we know are ungodly, we can get accustomed to the things of God. We can turn our minds, as it were, we can turn toward the things of God if we pursue God that way.
Yes.
But see, we have been taught that it don't take all that.
Say that.
And you're always going to have a problem, and you're not going to ever be perfect. And so we had a mindset as young Christians. Well, I know the way I was saved, we had to get saved every Sunday. So where was the growing? Where was the growing in Christ? We weren't taught that we were growing in Christ. We were taught that we had to put off this, put on that, and we never did put on Christ. The Bible says to put on Christ and be clothed in righteousness.
All right now.
And so we have to pursue what is not familiar to the flesh.
Say that.
I keep going back to familiarity because that's what we usually walk in. We're afraid to walk in what's not familiar. We're afraid to walk in what's new from God.
Come
because
on now.
It's new to us.
Right.
It's unfamiliar. We haven't seen it before. But we've got to get there to walk in that dominion that you're talking about.
Yes.
Otherwise, we're just going to walk part in the flesh, part in the spirit.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be struggling with things, and then we're going to be over here victorious. But we've got to make up our minds, and we've got to get into the word and understand that we do have power.
Amen.
We do have authority.
Yes.
That Jesus came to make us complete.
Yeah,
and we can be complete
now.
In him.
Yes.
But we've got to get there and stop going over the same things over and over again, because that's what's hindering us.
Yes. Yes.
Amen. Amen.
Go ahead.
You know, prophetess, and that's the whole process of having a personal relationship with God.
True.
And that is seeking God and whom God is. Not seeking God for what he can do,
right,
but seeking God for who he is. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And as we continue, because the Bible even says, taste and see that the Lord is good. Amen.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And what we don't, because I think you hit that nail on the nose when you're saying that we don't know how to because they haven't been taught. I really do believe that preaching was designed to bring in the lost. And once the lost is in, now we have to teach this person, because they're starting as a very new baby in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't even know how to spell God's name, let alone know who he is.
Uh-huh.
Amen. And so now we have to sit back and allow the Holy Ghost to become the parent and the teacher now. Amen. Yes. Because he was sent here to reveal to us who Jesus really is. So without him, I can say all day long what you shouldn't be doing, mm-hmm. but you need the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Mm-hmm. We shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon us. Uh-huh. And then we shall be his witnesses. Amen. Mm-hmm. And unfortunate, I think, in general, as leaders, and we're all leaders sitting here, we have handicapped the body of Christ just based on the fact that we're not sitting them down and allowing them to be taught and to encourage them the importance of having a personal relationship with God.
Uh-huh. Amen.
Because Amen. We can go to services all day long. Mm-hmm. All day long and tell the people what to do. But until the relationship, until you fall in love with God, you're not going to do the things of God, because that's you still having the control. I said this many times before, as much as I love my husband, and I do love him, but I respect him as my husband, not based on the fact that we don't have problems, not based on the fact that we're not going to have a falling out, not based on the fact that sometimes he does something and I don't want to forgive him. I do what I do because of my love for God. Well, I'm out to please God.
I was just thinking about that.
I'm pleasing God. And see, and I can't please him unless I love him.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why he said in the book of Matthew chapter 22 that the first great commandment is to love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, all thy mind, and all thy soul. And the word all is just all. By itself. So I'm prompt to do what I do. Even when I feel like I don't want to do it, I'm prompt Amen. To do what I do because I love God with so much.
Right.
And in my heart, I don't want to displease him. I don't want to hurt him.
Right.
I want to
mm-hmm.
glorify him in everything I do.
Mm-hmm.
But that comes out of relationship.
That's right.
Not just any relationship.
That's
See, a relationship
right.
is not built on just going to Sunday services and Bible study. But that's behind the doors. If you want to have a relationship with somebody,
it's
you do
personal.
It. You do it behind doors.
It's personal.
Amen. You uh-huh. can't have a relationship in the public.
It's intimacy.
Amen.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not always intimate in public.
Come on now.
No.
I'm talking about intimate.
Intimate.
I'm not talking about holding hands.
Intimate.
Yes. I'm talking about let's get it on.
Come on.
Yeah.
So God and me.
Amen.
And I don't mean that in a perverted
no,
manner.
But you're right.
But there's some one-on-one time
mm-hmm.
that we have to do. And there is a phenomenal anointing that's corporately, which is why he tells us mm-hmm. to fail not the assembling of ourselves together.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
So that we don't get hardened by mm-hmm. sin. We don't, so that I'm encouraged by you. You're encouraged by me.
Yes.
We can feed on each other, be strengthened of each other. But you know what? You can't come home with me.
Come on now.
And I can't go home with you. So I better have something going on at home that makes me not mind going home, even if home don't look all that great.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Come on now.
Because the Spirit of the Lord needs to reign at all times mm-hmm. wherever you are. Yes, we know that God is everywhere.
Come on.
I get it. But is he everywhere where you are?
That's it.
That's right.
That's it.
Is he able to be magnified wherever you are? I got treated to Denny's yesterday. Bless God. Hallelujah. But when I was leaving, I saw a waitress, and the Lord told me something about her, and I shared it with her. That's God being God wherever you are.
Thank yeah. you.
Can he use you wherever you are? So to those that are struggling, don't get out of your struggle. Bless God in the midst of the struggle and let him bring you out of your struggle. You listening to CTKRadio.org, the HG special, where the Holy Ghost is shown up being big all up in here. We'll be right back.
TV Depot supports Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org. Do you need reliable international long distance that starts at only 1 cent per minute? Then call us at World TV Depot at 720-275-1355. Again, please call us at 720-275-1355.
A Day of Jala Ministries. Changing the world one life at a time.
To learn more, visit the website at www.adeajala.com. Bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org.
Y'all should be in here when we go off the air, because it just doesn't stop and it always shifts. So if you're listening to the HG special, you always wonder why, how come when they come back, it's a whole different topic, because there's a shift that happens when we go off the air. And we were just talking about single and just that stimuli. It kind of still piggyback on the stimuli mm-hmm. that you were talking about, Evangelist. And I made the statement of there are men that are like this as well, but it's a lot of us women that are afraid to be without a man, or afraid to say, yes, I'm single, and be okay with that. Afraid to admit I've never been married. I'm 47 and I've never been married. Not that I could not have been married, but I'd have been married about 5 or 6 times. And I'm not trying to get that track record, because there comes a point in life that as you grow and mature, your vision changes. The stuff that you wanted at 10, you find you didn't need at 20. The stuff you think you got to have at 20, you find you didn't really need it at 30. Mm-hmm. And it keeps going up and up and up. So at 47, it's some stuff I can't tolerate in a man that I would have tolerated at 37 and at 27, even 17. So when a guy tries to talk to me now, I'd be like, how you and God hanging? Is it 24/7? Is it a weekend love? What that look like? Because the one thing I cannot argue about, I cannot compromise and lay down, is my relationship with God. I'm not saying I'm not going to give you yours. I'm going to give you yours as a woman, whatever the helpmeet looks like. But you're not going to tell me I cannot steal away with God and you get jealous of him. Boy, you better be stealing away too while I'm stealing away. Let's steal away together. You go in your corner, I'm going in mine. We'll meet back in the middle. So to the people that feel and know that you have put your identity in whether you have a boyfriend or a girlfriend, I encourage you to set a place for God and have a date with God and let him date you. Let him be the one to deliver you even from your strongholds of feeling, women, that you need a man, and men feeling like you need a woman, so that you wait on the one that God truly has for you, be you a man or a woman. And whatever that looks like, that doesn't mean that there aren't times that I wish I was married, but I cannot afford, and I'm a mom, I can't afford to just marry anybody, because I'm not doing divorce. It will be till death do us part. Even if I gotta pop him. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. It's a joke.
Joke.
It's a joke. All right, ladies, where do we go from here, Holy Spirit? What y'all got?
If prophets got something, I always got something, seem like, but I want prophets to go forth. Amen.
Well, I was going to speak on marriage. Maybe some people are already married. And
that's good.
You know, no one knows what you endure in a marriage but you and the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody. And those marriages that have had struggles, and I can say I have been there, especially if you both have a calling. I don't know, somehow the enemy tries to fight you both at the same time, and a lot of things go on. But God always shared with me, because condemnation can come in when you're a Christian and you're married and things are going wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You can feel like you're out of place with God. But God has shared with me over the years, the sacrifices that you make in a marriage are almost equal to the sacrifices that you make to walk with the Lord.
Mm.
And God is good. The only one who can judge those sacrifices.
All right.
He's the only one who knows what you need to do in your marriage.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a lot of blanket teaching, you know, and there are some fundamentals that apply to every marriage. But when we come down to individuals and their walk with the Lord and their walk in their own marriage, those sacrifices and those struggles and those things that they've put up with, like Evangelist was saying, whether they wanted to or not, but mm-hmm. they did it because they wanted to be in the will of God.
Right.
Only God knows about those struggles.
Come on now.
And God is the one who will reward you for being obedient.
That's right. All right.
I heard Christine Kane say, you know, there have been times when she didn't want to be married, or she was speaking in general, people don't want to stay married for whatever reason. There's a lot of warfare that goes in. Come on. Jesus mm-hmm. and his bride can be compared to marriage.
That's right.
And there's a lot of warfare that goes on. And nobody understands that struggle like Jesus. And so I'm just speaking for people that may be feeling condemned,
mm-hmm.
you know. But spend that time with God. And God is not a God who's going to hit you over the head mm-hmm. and condemn you and put you out of the church. You are the church. But he's the one who will minister to those areas. So I just felt that in my spirit.
Amen. Because
we really get condemnation over marriages.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Prophetess, and just ditto to everything you said, because you also said that people are faithful to their marriage because of the relationship with God. And again, in the beginning, that's the marriage that was broken. Mm-hmm. Amen. The relationship that Adam and Eve, and it's still representation of the church because the church is the bride. Amen.
Yes.
The relationship they had with God was through a relationship of marriage. Isaiah 54 talks about our maker is our husband. Amen.
Yes.
And so when they sinned against their husband man,
right.
which was God, when they committed adultery. Amen. And see, we can't even go forth in our natural marriage until we restore the marriage that we had with God in the beginning.
That's it.
And
right.
it's because that, in that restoration, we become submissive. The bride becomes submissive to the husband
that's
man.
It.
And when I do that, I can become submissive to the natural
that's
man.
That's it.
Based on my relationship and my, as a bride, of being the church as a bride. And so everything begins with God. All to him we owe. And so that's why we have to love him as with all our heart, mind, and soul, because the church has not been taught the importance of being the bride of Christ. Because mm-hmm. that's where my submission comes from. I'm submitting to his word,
mm-hmm.
and that caused me to submit to whomever he told me to
that's
my
right.
own husband.
That's
amen?
Right.
That's the foundation.
That's
so you
it.
Keep saying the S word. Submission.
Mm-hmm. Submission.
Isn't that a weak thing?
We made no. it very weak, but it's the most powerful thing a woman can walk in.
Really?
And the reason why I say that, because the word confirms it. He says that if a man not obey the word, that woman being in submission to her husband, it's by her conduct and her conversation
she
can be
win
won.
Him.
Absolutely.
Yes.
It's a very powerful word, and it's very healthy. It's healing. It brings deliverance. It's just that we don't know how to use it and how to walk into it because of our non-submission to the will of God and to our relationship with God as a husband.
That's the problem.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you mean if I'm submissive, it doesn't take anything away from me?
It strengthens you.
Get out of
it
here.
It strengthens the relationship. I really do believe as the serpent used Eve mm-hmm. to tempt Adam, God's going to use that same Eve to win him back.
Go ahead, talk to us. What's submission look like?
Well, first of all, you're submitting to God. And so then, as she said, you can, I know it sounds simple, but once you submit to the will of God,
yes.
it's not hard to submit
not
to authority in any area.
Not at all.
Yes.
And I'm so glad you said that, Prophetess, because I had a problem submitting to my husband I have right now. I was a firecracker. I was a handful.
Still a firecracker,
amen.
But in a good way.
But in a good way. I was a handful. Sometimes I just wondered as I look back and where I become submissive, and I do it with such great joy. Oh, I'm so content in being with him and in him and being his wife. I don't have to be anything outside of him because I'm one with him. And now, because of my submission, that's my understanding. See, with submission comes understanding
mm-hmm.
of who you are, amen. And you don't have to fight against that once you become submissive to God, because it's going to be him that tells you who you are. Amen. And mm-hmm. how he wants to use you. Submission comes with order. It brings order into a situation. Uh-huh. And it causes you to do the will of God. Amen. Yes. Because see, it's not about me and my husband going at each other. It's about us winning souls, if that means even to each other.
That's right.
Amen.
So, amen. You know, it's a spiritual thing.
It really is. It's, and we try to do everything naturally, but the natural comes according to the flesh. Mm-hmm. And the flesh always wants pleasure. The flesh never wants to go through any suffering, but the Bible said that Jesus suffered in the flesh in order to condemn the flesh. So we got to be willing to suffer in the flesh, but knowing how to do that in order to condemn the flesh. Because the flesh always wants to say, I don't want to hurt. God wouldn't send me through
that.
Right. God wouldn't do that to me. But Jesus had to suffer in the flesh to condemn it. And when we go through what he went to and experience that, then we're condemning the flesh, and the flesh no longer has power. Where the flesh may say, who do he think he is? All of a sudden, when the flesh is suffered and is condemned, you would look at him not as a threat, but you look at him as a loving husband.
All right. So in about 1 minute, paint, I'm giving you the paintbrush. Paint the picture of what submission correctly looks like. And it's not, submission is not radio land just for the woman. If you breathe in, submission is for you. Because there is also a scripture that says, submit ye one to another.
Yes.
So don't get it twisted. But paint the correct picture of submission so that everyone will know how powerful of a weapon and tool that submission is.
Prophetess, I don't know if you want to go first or...
Well, you know, that's your area of expertise. You go.
Well, you know, and I think Prophetess said this earlier, or either Prophetess Kathleen said, we make things very difficult. Because of the flesh. Flesh things make, it's contrary to the spirit, so it keeps you from seeing the truth, things of things. But if I had to give it scripture also, so that person can go back and study it, I would say it's Matthew 22, verse 37. Okay. Submission is loving the Lord thy God with all our heart, all our mind, and all our soul. Love will cause you to submit to the will of God. And when you submit to the will of God, then you will submit to everything between Genesis and Revelation, and you will do it with great joy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Submission brings such great joy.
Hallelujah.
Because of your love for God, if I had to put it that way. And all give right. them something to study.
Amen. Do you have anything
you know,
to
and,
say?
And practically, when it gets hard to submit, I mean, let's not act like we're so super spiritual, you know, super mm-hmm. women in mm-hmm. in Christ. When it gets hard and you're struggling, those are the times when you just go to the Lord and you're just honest with him. You know what, Lord, they did this or whatever, and I'm having a problem with submitting to them.
Yes.
Help me, walk me through this, Holy Amen. Spirit. That's how you do that practically.
Amen. Well, I believe the Lord is pleased on today. We just thank you for listening in on the HG special with the awesome evangelist Arthurine Cook and Prophetess Beverly Hawkins. And I'm your host, Kathleen Sargent. Over the next month or two, we will be featuring I Am Music. So just tune into it. It's going to be about music. So the theme is I Am Music. Also, if you want to be a sponsor, please email me at the hgspecial@yahoo.com. We are still believing God for $5,000, so you can still donate to ctkradio.org. And we have some events coming up that we want you to tune into. November 17th through the 22nd, we will be having our prophetic deliverance reverse. Check out my Facebook page, Kathleen Sargent. You can go out there and check out that cover page. We're just going to do things to bless the people of God. And we thank you for tuning in with us. Thank you, Clarence Lee. You're the bomb.net. See ya. Oh, 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 oh.
Christ the King World Radio is a 501c3 nonprofit internet Christian radio station. And at this time, we need your financial support. To help us continue to bring the light unto a dark world,
please visit one of the donate links conveniently located on our websites, www.worldmediaministries.org or ctkradio.org. And thank you for listening to and supporting Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org.
World TV Depot supports Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org.